It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Musically, most of the movies you see at your local multiplex are kind of, well, not very interesting, but that might be changing. If this year's Oscar nominees for Best Score are any indication, a transfusion of new blood is pumping new life into old Hollywood. Justin Hurwitz, who won the Oscar for his score to La La Land, is only 32, and that was his third score for a feature film. Mika Levy, only 30, was nominated for her second feature, Jackie. And Nicholas Britell is only 36, but scored his first major film in 2015 with Moonlight. Nicholas Britell's a New York City native who studied to be a concert pianist, but instead went to Harvard and studied psychology. While there, he joined a hip-hop group and made beats on a daily basis, and he ended up borrowing techniques from Southern hip-hop for his Moonlight score. It's not just the youth of these composers that's making people take notice. These and several others are shaking up the sound of Hollywood. Film scores are starting to reflect the sensibilities of a new generation. This new wave of composers is emerging as young filmmakers hire their peers for their projects. The blockbuster category of film is still pretty much dominated by Hollywood's old guard, but with the new crop of composers getting awards and turning heads, they might have some stiff competition for those big blockbuster scores in the future. Last week was the world premiere of Spark Catchers by the British composer Hannah Kendall. The music is full of kinetic energy and driving rhythms. 33-year-old Hannah has a lot in common with other millennials out there, including having to have more than one job to pay the rent. Hannah says, "I'm a millennial composer. I have to make money to survive financially in London. I realized early on you need a range of skills for that. As a composer, it's incredibly helpful for me to understand press and marketing and fundraising, as I'm likely to have to do it for myself. It's not so easy juggling working in an office with teaching and then trying to write your own stuff." Her grandfather was a jazz musician and encouraged her musical creativity. As soon as she started school, her mom signed her up for violin lessons. Then she studied piano and eventually went to university at Exeter to study singing and composition. When asked what her top recommendations were for newcomers to classical music, she had a couple of them. One, Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, for the energy and drive of the opening movement. And she also recommends British composer Helen Grime, whose orchestral music she describes as having incredible beauty and intricacy. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music, here on listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix in HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.